You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast, brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School. Episode 274, Oracle Cards, Everyday Magic Rituals. Welcome to episode 274 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and authors of Mindful Living, a guide to the everyday magic of feng shui. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. Sign up for our mailing list for special free content, workshops, and events available only for our newsletter subscribers. You can sign up in our show notes or visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. So for today's episode, Laura is going to take the lead and tell us a little bit about oracle cards. So what are oracle cards?
Well, oracle cards are decks that are used, and there's different numbers. Oracle decks, there's a lot of variety in oracle decks. And then there are tarot decks, and there's a lot of variety in tarot decks as well. You can have themed tarot decks. You can have the Coleman Rider-Waite deck, which is traditional, that many people know when they think of tarot. But then you can have these oracle decks, and oracle decks are incredibly popular. And I can't actually just describe it one way because there are so many different versions of it. But essentially, it is using the concept of cartomancy, which is divining, which is a divination, using cards. And they have beautiful imagery. They're thematic. Sometimes they have ways that you use them that are very specific based on the theme. And we can talk a little bit more about how to like pick one. But essentially, decks overall are a way to use cards, symbols, patterns, images to gain information or insight. And so it is one way, kind of like feng shui, where you connect with the qi of a situation or a person.
Okay. And I just want to do a little plug for Laura. If you didn't know, Laura is a tarot card reader, and you can actually work with her. You could actually, she's like, no, but you can work with her one-on-one, and she could do a tarot card reading for you. So we'll put the link in the show notes. So, but Laura is very passionate about tarot cards and oracle cards, especially tarot cards.
But I want it to be accessible for many people. I know there's a lot of curiosity around using decks and using cards, and tarot can be intimidating because tarot, it has a very specific iconography, symbology, colors, numbers, and everything that in a way you honestly have to learn it rote. You just have to learn it. The freedom of oracle cards open it up a little bit more. And so it's more intuitive. You really can play off the imagery. It gives you a lot of freedom and intuition, and they're really accessible. So, you know, in our book, in our upcoming book, we actually have a spread that we, so if you're interested, you know, get our book, and there's
called, a spread. The book is called
Mindful Living,
a guide to the Everyday Magic of Feng Shui.
And in there, we did actually a spread that connects both feng shui and cards. And you can use an oracle deck or you can use tarot deck. So we thought we'd talk a little bit more about how that is, because I know there's curiosity around this. So
yeah. So I have a question for you, Laura.
What's the question?
So when people are curious, how do you pick a deck?
Okay, so if you want to learn tarot, I always say if you are learning tarot, start with the Rider Coleman Waite deck for sure. Just go classic. And then after you've figured that out, you can move on and get some funky decks. But if you're going to pick an oracle deck, it's wide open, right? So I would say choose one that resonates with you. Go, you know, many stores have, you know, if you go to the right shop, you can find such a huge selection. You can go online, you can look, you can just Google it and see what comes up and see what visuals are there. What are you drawn to? What colors are you drawn to? What artwork are you drawing to? You can think about the theme, right? Also, many oracle decks have full guides and ways to use them, or even on the cards themselves, they'll have an explanation. So that might be something that is appealing to you to have that accessibility and that ease. Look for that, right? Also, oracle decks have a lot of different themes or objectives, let's say, or ways, intentions around them. So tarot decks, typically you can use them the same. You can use all of them in the same method, but tarot decks are, again, you ask a question or you're doing a general reading for someone and you can just read the cards, knowing the symbolism, the meaning, and the significance of the cards. You can do a spread that has a specific meaning. Each of the card positions means something. So using tarot, you know, that's how you do it. With oracle cards, again, there could be a guide, there may be a specific way to do it, but look at the intention behind it. You know, some are made to spark creativity. That's the reason for the deck. Or others, you just pull a card every day for daily inspiration. There are decks that are there to offer you a new perspective, to explore deeper parts of yourself. There are ones that are specifically made to connect with your spirit and soul guides. And I think one of the really interesting parts of oracle decks is a lot of them give people opportunities to connect with their own heritage and their culture, because they have there's so many different kinds. I would say the same with tarot too. They have lots of themes around the tarot deck as well. So again, it's really personal choice, but if you're wanting to dip your toe into reading cards and you're a little bit intimidated by tarot, start playing around with oracle decks and, you know, go and see and just start pulling cards and reading what they mean and, you know, or using the guide. And there's nothing wrong with that. And then, you know, if you decide that you want to take it to the next level, then you can start to study and learn tarot.
So do you have a favorite tarot deck right now?
I always just use the traditional, it's not boring, but the Rider-Waite-Coleman deck.
Well, there's actually a few of those, right?
There are. Yeah. I use the original one. There's so many. I use the original one that hasn't been changed. The color hasn't been changed. I have a vintage one. I have a gold one. I have many different iterations of this deck. I also have a reproduction of the original deck from the 1400s in Italy, which is very cool.
Laura's a tarot nerd.
I'm a tarot nerd. If you're a card reader, everyone's a tarot nerd.
So yeah, for a newbie, mm-hmm. Laura recommends you start with the Rider-Waite-Coleman deck.
Yeah.
And they're usually called Rider-Waite, but the original artist was a woman named Coleman. So that's why people now address the artist Coleman, mm-hmm. and that's included in the name now. So that would be just the standard tarot card deck that often has a yellow box with the magician on the front, right? Is that right?
Yeah, typically, yeah.
Yeah, and it could be any version of that Rider-Waite mm-hmm. deck. And don't they say that it's best for someone to gift you your first tarot deck?
You know, I've heard that, and I don't think that's, I don't believe that, but I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. So you bought your first tarot deck?
Yeah, I bought my first tarot deck. Okay. Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Me too.
Yeah.
My first tarot deck was the Vertigo tarot deck, you know, like Sandman, the comic.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Super gothy.
That's super geeky too.
Yeah, and very scary. It's pretty dark. It's literally a dark deck. Yeah. So, do you have a favorite oracle deck at the moment?
I like the one. I like the one you got me of the rose quartz one or whatever. That's pretty. It was really pretty. And then I have a Kuan Yin deck, just all different versions of Kuan Yin, and that I really like as well. Mm. But and then I have a cat tarot deck that my son got me. It's all cats. Anyway, yeah, so I probably have at least a dozen decks. And I know there are people out there listening that have much more than that. So, but yeah, when you get into it, you just be prepared if you do get into it that you will like get super nerdy about it and then you will start to buy a bunch of decks. Just be prepared.
Okay, and to kind of circle back to our everyday magic ritual, Laura wanted to share an everyday magic ritual for oracle cards. So Laura, please.
Yeah, so I tried to come up with a way to pull cards to get you to play around with pulling cards if you're curious and connecting it with feng shui. So we have a great example of that in the book, but it's just too hard he needs visuals and the whole thing. And so just if you're curious, you know, look at it in the book. So I thought, what's a simple way that we can play with the idea of synchronicity? So for those of you know, that's kind of the whole concept behind looking at these symbols in these cards, right? Carl Jung's idea of there are meaningful coincidences. And so you're connecting that synchronistic, you know, intention with your home. So you're the chi of your home, but with your own life as well. So I thought, why don't we pull cards using in specific areas of the home, connecting with the chi of that particular area of your home. So for those of you that have listened to our podcast, you know that there are different areas of the home you can use the Bagua to find out symbols of your home and what certain area or place of your home signifies for you. But there's also specifically three areas that we can go to that I don't need to sort of tell you how to lay the Bagua out, but you can just go to those. And I thought we'd focus on one. I'll tell you about the other two in a second, but we'll focus on one. And that's the bed, sitting on the center of your bed in order to connect, intentionally connect with the energy of your personal life and your well-being. And then you can pull a card. As you sit in the center of your bed, you will pull a card connecting those two. So you're connecting the imagery of the card and that synchronicity of what you pulled with the chi and the symbolism of sitting mindfully and intentionally sitting in the center of your bed, which really is connected to you on a deep level, your personal life, your well-being, your health, your well, all of those things, your productivity, your romantic life, all of those things. So if you're interested in doing this, start by obviously get yourself a deck that you love, that you are comfortable with. You know, again, if it's an oracle deck that's new to you, they're very forgiving. They'll have, you know, in-depth descriptions as well. Sit in the center of your bed with the deck. Hopefully you've opened it and hopefully, you know, you've kind of taken it apart because they'll have been arranged in a way that it needs some serious shuffling. So after you've done that first kind of opening and shuffling, go to your bed, sit in the center of your bed, take 9 inhales and exhales very slowly, very calmly, just to really land, and then shuffle the deck. And as you shuffle that deck, really start to think about the connection of the aspect of your life that you're focusing on. So, you know, you're sitting in the center of your bed. You can focus on a part of your personal life, maybe that you want more insight on, or you can simply just feel the energy of that space. So feel the energy of your bed, you know, that the chi of your bed and, you know, be grateful for it. It's holding you, it's supporting you and all the great things that it does. And then pull one card, just pull one card and see what that card has to offer you. What is coming through on that card? And then if needed, totally up to you, depending on how you read cards, you can pull an additional clarification card on that particular card you got. So really starting to think about connecting with the energy of your home and your space, as well with the symbols and what the cards can offer you, just to really explore and learn something new. This doesn't have to be heavy. This doesn't have to be big. This can be just light and easy and simply just, you know, seeing what message and what symbol is offered to you. Okay. So that is just the easy way to do it. Now you can also, if you wanted to focus on a slightly different part of your life, you could look to two different areas as well, but only choose one. Don't do all three areas. So I would say just stick with your bed and sending their bed for now. And then later, if you want to explore, you could explore your life path and career by doing the same exercise, but this time at your desk or your workspace. And then you could also explore your connection or energy or messages or insight that you gain around money and resources by standing by your stove or your cook area. And again, connecting with that energy, that feng shui symbolism of that area and pulling a card. So start really simply with the center of your bed because you can relax, you can really chill out and just do it. And then if you're curious later, you can explore the other two. Just do one though at a time.
Okay. So to summarize, you're inviting the listeners to create an everyday magic ritual using oracle cards. First, you suggest that they look at their personal life and well-being. So they'll sit in the center of their bed with their chosen oracle deck or tarot deck, and they'll sit and first inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, and do that for 9 times and long, deep inhale and exhales. Mm-hmm. And then you're inviting the listener to shuffle the cards. And as they're shuffling, to think about their connection with their personal life and well-being, and that they would like to get insight on their personal life and well-being, and then to mindfully pull a card. And then that would be your everyday magic ritual connected to the bed, your personal life and well-being, and adding a feng shui twist to it.
Exactly.
Yes. So before we close, can you pull one card for everyone, all the listeners, to give us insight on our personal life and well-being?
Sure. Okay.
Maybe we should all visualize that we're... So if you're listening, maybe pause and take 9 inhales, the next
exhale. Can you hear me shuffling? The shuffle
No,
noise.
I can't hear it. And visualize you're sitting in your bed, the center of your bed. And take an inhale and exhale 9 times. You can pause the recording. And then you can just visualize that Laura is shuffling the cards for you while you're reflecting on what it is that you need insight on for your personal life and overall well-being.
Okay. So I pulled the Hangman. So I used the tarot deck, as I mentioned earlier. The Hangman is a major arcana card. And the Hangman is a yin water card as well, the elements that have to do with it, that are connected with it. So there's a lot of, you know, intuition, you know, thinking about what you need to do. It's a very personal card. And we all as a group maybe need to give some thought to how we have been sacrificing ourselves, maybe, or we have been reluctant to let go of something or to surrender to something. Maybe some of us are experiencing a transition and we're afraid to let go and move forward into it. Maybe we've been avoiding something that is awkward, painful, uncomfortable, but when we do that, we'll move past it. So because this card again is connected to water underlying it, knowing that whatever this transition, this shift, or the sacrifice that we make, it will be done from a place of wisdom, of, you know, we know best. And that in this card, the visualization, the imagery is hanging with the nimbus around. It's almost like the idea of the third eye, like really just knowing, we truly know what the direction it is, but we're avoiding it. So that is the Hangman. So hopefully that resonated with some of you.
And so if you're going to summarize that in one line, what would you say?
Take a look at what's holding you back and let go.
Okay. So that's the message for the listeners as you're listening to this, for some insight on your personal life and well-being. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, listeners, for listening to this episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every Monday for a new podcast episode. If you like our podcast, please leave a review. It helps so much. And like our podcast, subscribe, sign up for our mailing list by visiting the show notes. There's a place to opt in, or you can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. You can also follow us on Instagram at Mindful Design School. And yeah, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.